Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
A report from State Street Bank says that more than 70% of retirees in Ireland rely on the state pension as their primary income source. But we're all living longer and healthier lives, so the dependency ratio is growing, i.e. in the future, a smaller cohort of people working will be paying for a bigger group of retired people. So what's to be done in order not to overburden working taxpayers? Anne Prendergast is Executive Vice President and Head of Europe with the State Street Investment Bank Investment Management and is on the line. Good morning, Anne.
Morning, Joe.
Now, your report says we are at a critical turning point when it comes to our retirement system. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, actually, the survey covered 15 different pension systems around the world. So it was important that we looked at this from a global perspective. And what we found was that even though many of those pension systems are very, very different in how they've constructed over time, but the factors impacting them were all the same. So you touched on some of them for Ireland, but the demographics, the fact that we have more of aging populations, the fact that we're all living longer, which is a very positive thing, but it still is a factor in pensions, socioeconomic factors, then we have fiscal pressures, which are even heightened in today's world, and then technological advances. So how might we think about technology when we think about pensions? And as you say, all of those factors are contributing to where we are today. And some of the things you called out most particularly for Ireland, 70% of people are relying on the state pension. The other thing up until the end of last year was only 40% of people in the private sector in Ireland had their own pension arrangement. That has changed since the 1st of January because we now have the My Future Fund, which is enrolled.
Auto-enrollment,
yes. So now we have over 800,000 extra people contributing to their pension. So that is going to help to counter some of these factors that we're experiencing around aging, around longevity, which is a positive thing.
Now, lots of stuff to unpack there. Let's start with life expectancy. It has jumped by 6.4 years since 2000 in this country. That's astonishing.
It is. And it's a very positive thing. But it is, when we think about how pensions are structured, it means that we're going to have an aging population and everybody's going to live longer. I think that what that means is we have to think about the difference between careers, retirement, and it'll become more fluid in the future because I think that that's what we have to, where if we're living longer, we may retrain, we may do different things in what we would have traditionally called our retirement. So the blurring between work and retirement will increase.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of your recommendations is that employers switch from generous defined benefit schemes, often known as final salary schemes, to less generous defined contribution schemes. Since the former mostly applies to the public sector workers who will simply go out and strike if it was suggested that they lose their pensions, what do you suggest?
Well, it's not our suggestion that that happens, but it's the reality that that's what has happened over a long number of decades now at this stage. Defined benefit schemes are rarer and rarer, particularly in the private sector, as you say. So the reality is, and this again is not only in Ireland, it's in most of the systems that we saw worldwide, where it has moved from defined benefit to defined contribution. And the reality in that case is that the individual carries more of the risk as to what their pension pot is going to look like when they retire. So it is more on the individual to understand their pension provision and whether or not they have enough. The other thing that is changing, though, is because focus used to be on how much is in my pot on retirement. But again, but also State Street and other providers need to help people understand what does that mean for provision over the longer pension lives that people are going to have. So how do they think about the income that they can derive from that over the longer term?
Yeah, and we have a dependency ratio issue now, which could get worse. I mean, no one pays income tax in this country earning less than 30,000 euros.
Yes. But again, as I say, the auto-enrollment scheme that's been introduced, and we were the last OECD country to do that, It took some time. But the fact that that's now there is really important to address some of these things for Ireland.
Okay. Do you think it'll do its job, i.e. that people will start saving for their future earlier? Because when you're a young person, you're not long out of university. It's tough to set aside money when you don't have much to spare.
And that's why auto-enrollment is so important, that we automatically enroll people into it. Yeah. Because we know from experience in other countries that when you do that, people don't opt out. They just get used to it. And I think once we have it, it also increases financial literacy, which is quite low in Ireland. And that would be important too.
Thanks so much, Anne, for joining us. That's Anne Prendergast, Executive Vice President and Head of Europe with State Street Investment Management. That's it for now.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.